really delighted, really, really delighted. It's a project that we dreamt of being a National League North team. So, yeah, I'm delighted with sitting here, being champions of the Southern League, and, you know, hopefully the town of Harbour are proud.
It's been a great 5 years. I don't think nobody could have predicted it, to be fair. You know, your first year winning the treble in the UCL, second year just missing out on the playoffs by 2 points. Third year, looking like we was cruising for the league and then get 6 points deducted, have to win the playoffs at a really hard place in Anstey Nomads. Fourth year, we're in the relegation zone, but in the first round, second round of the FA Cup. And then, you know, after we get knocked out of the FA Cup, go all the way up to the playoffs, lose the semi-finals against Kettering, you know, and then this season go in. And I don't think we've been off top spot or second spot all season, which is a testament to the lads. And we need to enjoy this, savour it, look back at the memories, and then and go again. It's been a good collective team effort. You know, we've not had, you know, one man stealing the show. You know, like Hal's Own, for example, had the top goal scorer in Jason Cowley. I don't think we've got a lad who's in the top 10 of the goal scoring charts in the league. But it just shows as a collective, we've all stuck together and done what's needed to be done to be champions. It's in a great place of support, and it's a good place to come. And next season, they get the luxury of seeing some massive clubs down at the Beehive and to go visit some massive stadiums and massive clubs that they can go and you know, have good days out with, and hopefully see their team win as well. A lot of people put a lot of effort into this football club, and you know, a lot of people don't get the recognition after, but Pete Dugan's certainly one of them. He's you know, the guy hired me first and foremost with a bit of a vision, and gave me the opportunity at his club to be successful. And you know, it's been a great partnership, and any manager is blessed to have a chairman like him. So yeah, full credit to him, fully deserved. Wanting to get it wrapped up at Hal's Own to go into Saturday's fixture, full well known we're champions, the shield's going to be there, and we'll get handed it. You know, I think that's the best position to be in. We had the excitement Saturday. We went 1-0 down. You know, ultimately at the end, we didn't need the result, but we didn't know that when we was playing, and that didn't alter our mindset. We weren't going to rely on anybody apart from ourselves. We had the backup plan of needing to win Saturday or last game of the season if need be, but we challenged the group to capitalise on the day. And a tough day it would have been, you know, in 1,800 fans, goal down, you know, it looked like it was one of them where maybe it was a day that couldn't be successful for us. But no, look, if you're talking about winning a league away to Hal's Own, 1-0 down, that's how you want to do it. And you want to have the next week of full transparency of collecting your shield because you're champions of the league. I'll look forward to next week. There'll certainly be a few beers drunk after the game, obviously. And I believe our presentation is the same night, so we'll collate it all together. Just thanks for the support.